It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Yes, it may be just a cold. You know, we talk about a lot. Your friends, family members are all sniffling and all that. And some of them may come and say, gosh, I've got the flu. I'm feeling exhausted and achy all over. Now, what are these feelings? Everyone talks that, okay, the virus, I've got a bad virus because I'm feeling all this. The truth of the matter is, the symptoms that you're feeling is actually telling us that your immune system is working. A fever, body aches, sore throat, vomiting, diarrhea, these are all actual symptoms that are indicating that your immune system is working. It's looking for that bad bug, the foreign viral bacteria, whatever you're in contact with, and your body is reacting to it. When your body's reacting to it, that is your immune system fighting off these pathogens that are creating havoc in your body. Now, in Chinese medicine, the stronger your symptoms, the stronger your immunity. So what I mean by that is this, you know, when a child gets really sick, they actually have a very high fever, 105, 106, you know, and they barely can even talk. They're in bed and sweating a lot. They may be even having diarrhea and vomiting, but in 24 hours, they're totally fine. You know, they're totally back to their natural, healthy, happy self. Now, what just happened there? That is a very, very strong immune system. But you know what? People who are a little older, you know, people who are suffering from lack of sleep, working a lot, they have a less robust immune system. Then those individuals, it will take them days, even weeks, to knock out that common cold. They'll be sneezing, sniffling. They're constantly congested for weeks on end. This is an indication that you have a weaker immune system. It's just not up to par. And I want to teach you, okay, yes, we want to build your immunity. I've done that in one of my other segments. But what I want to do is I want to teach you, how do we get rid of the viruses? How can we kill it quickly so that we can get back to our usual self? Most of the time when we get sick, we go to our doctors, right? They take your temperature, blood pressure, blah, blah. And they may even say, you know what, this is a virus. There's nothing. They do a strep test. There's no bacteria in your throat. So they'll tell you, you know, go home, rest, take ibuprofen for your headaches, take an anti-diarrheal medication for your diarrhea, or, you know, possibly something that's for your upset stomach. But you know what? That is all for symptoms. It does not address the viruses. Yes, you can use them if you are in such dire straits and you can't stand how you're feeling. But really, what the medical doctors will tell you is that what we want to do is we want to rest. Rest is very important. I totally agree on that. But sometimes rest is just not enough and we need to kill the viruses. So I'm going to give you my five top supplements. Supplements, nutrients, and remedies that you can take in. And this is what I'm going to do in Nature's Secrets today. Give you the five remedies that actually can eradicate the viruses. Kill it. Kill the virus on contact. And then, of course, it'll help you get back on track much faster recovery. So what's my number one antiviral agent? Olive leaf. Olive leaf is, it's the tree, olive leaf, right? Olive, but it's the leaf of the olive plant, olive tree. It's a broad spectrum killing powerful agent. It will kill viruses for sure, and all forms of viruses from colds to flus, H1N1, and I also even find RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, coronavirus, all of these viruses that are out there, parvovirus. What I like about olive leaf is also that it's broad spectrum. It doesn't just kill viruses. Often, you might have an actual viral infection, but a few days later, you end up getting a bacterial infection, a secondary bacterial infection. So what olive leaf will do is it will help you kill even bacteria. So again, olive leaf is a broad spectrum killing agent for viruses, for bacteria, for fungi, as well as even for some parasites. But mainly it is for preventing viral replication and infection of the viruses inside your cell. My number two antiviral agent I like to use often with my patients is colloidal silver. I've got in my practice liquid colloidal silver, but also a colloidal silver that's in a gel form. Now, colloidal silver I use is like the fourth generation type of colloidal silver. There is colloidal silver that's a lot out there, but I've done a lot of research on that, and I like to use what is made with the silver sol technology. Silver sol technology. Now, I've done a lot of studies. I've talked to Dr. Gordon Pedersen, who is really well-versed in this technology. It's a patented silver formula that actually, the way they make it, it's actually where they use a process where their silver, the silver is within the water molecule, and it does not break apart. It does not break through the water molecule. So what ends up happening is that once you take it in, within 48 hours, 24 to 48 hours, we just pee it out. We urinate it out. So one of the fears that a lot of people have about the colloidal silver issue is that they're going to turn blue. Blue, and there's a condition called ageria. Ageria. You've seen this. They've been on TV, the blue man, and their eyes are blue. Their skin's blue. Well, what's great about the silver technology, silver salt technology, is that it prevents that. And because your body urinates it out, your body excretes it out very quickly within 24 to 48 hours, it ends up preventing that forms of ageria. And that's the reason why I like to use this. One of the reasons. But the other reason is because of the way the silver actually fights and eradicates viruses. It is also a very broad spectrum of formula for different types of bacteria, as well as viruses, I just said, but also for parasites such as malaria. And malaria, it is a form of blood-borne parasite disease. What I suggest, of course, is that you always talk to your doctors about this, on how to use it. I teach my patients on how to use it as a liquid where you can spray it up the nose. You can put the drops in your ears, spray it in your eyes, and of course into your throat. This is very good for little babies because of the liquid form. You can actually use it in different forms of dosages with babies, to children and adults. I've done it for all forms. And for adults, the usual dosage is anywhere from 1 teaspoon to two teaspoons twice a day. And if it's really strong virus, really strong, then I really up the level. But it's excellent also for food poisoning. There's also viral food poisoning that we can get. And if that's the case, then you really definitely want the liquid form. I carry this liquid form in a little spray bottle whenever I travel in the airplanes, and I can wash, and clean off my hands, or spray it around me if someone's sneezing around me. Okay, number three, the third formula that I take is Andrographis, the king of bitters. King of bitters. This is a traditional Chinese, South Asian, Indian herb. It's been used for centuries in Ayurvedic medicine. I love ancient herbs, and this is well known to fight and kill viruses. It's also really great for inflammation, for any type of coughing, expectorant. It will inhibit other types of microbial agents, such as bacteria, though. But for me, this is one of my number one go-tos as an anti-inflammatory, antiviral. Number four, glutathione, the master antioxidant of our body. Probably, for me, it's one of the most important antioxidants. It is used by every cell, the trillion cells in our body. It will fight and eradicate the virus. It'll clean up our tissues. It will clean up our brain so we can get rid of that foggy brain. It's probably, for me, again, the glutathione. It's difficult to get. The ones that I use is sublingual. You pump it under the tongue, and if you're really sick, you can go ahead and get an IV drip at your integrative functional medicine doctor. Getting an IV push of glutathione will quickly help you reduce your viral infections and get you back on track. Last but not least is my wonder nutrient, vitamin C. I love vitamin C, and it's really important that you take high levels of it, 1,000 milligrams 2 to 3 times a day. All right, everyone. Until the next time, this is Dr. Suzanne on Radio MD. Thank you so much for listening to Nature Secrets. This is to ultimate health and wellness. Stay well.